2205. And if Garth, you look at the starting lineup, there is nobody older than a junior for the Cougars. They are in a youth movement. They are fast. Coach Pete Froden will sub liberally tonight. We'll see a lot of Alex Wall tonight. We'll see a lot of Isaiah Poor. We will see a lot of by the way, Garrett Justice is out. He has broken his arm. He's not playing anymore. And Carter Speedy is out. The Raptors are in kind of a, how do you describe that uniform, Garth?
Ugly.
That was my exact words. It's kind of a gold, kind of a mustardy gold with red and black trim. That's what I said, mustard gold with red and black trim. The Cougars are in white uniforms tonight with navy blue and Carolina blue trim, the same uniforms. The tip is controlled by the Raptors, and we're in business. First game tonight was won handily by the Lady Raptors, 68-22. We're at Centennial tonight, big crowd here. Cheering section is loud, shot on the way. No good, rebound, fall for Dusty Williams, correction. Trey Carlton quickly across the timeline, showing that speed. The cross court pass to Brown. Dusty Williams, he's the motivator on this team, kicking really quick. Cross court pass, saved out of bounds. Carlton smartly throws it off a Raptor defender. Ball was thrown over his head. He was falling into the bleachers. Bounced it off. Let's see who that was, number 22, Trevor Andrews. And Trevor's going, wait, what'd I do? No score, 7:20 marks go. Cougars in all white tonight. Carolina blue trim. Raptors in that mustard gold.
Ravenwood starting out in a 2-3 zone.
They sure are. Out front is Carlton, drives to the left. He is left-handed. Ellison to the right wing to Williams. Back to Garrett. Had a big night at Brentwood other night. Carlton drives in, saw floater. Rimmed it out. Rebound, fall for it. And whistle blows. Raptor ball. Still no score, 50-60.
Tell you what, that was excellent penetration and pull up by Trey Carlton there. He just couldn't knock it down.
One thing he has improved on is his hang time in the paint, driving in. As a freshman, he got a lot of charging calls, but he has learned to control that body. Excellent football player, good running back, excellent cornerback for Coach Matt Kreisky. Enjoyed having Coach Kreisky and his son Griffin on here earlier, the Matthews team sport interview. Gaynor's got it. He's double-teamed in the corner. Williams and Carlton has him. Out front, Siebert.
Good look. Really good look right there. Good ball movement.
He's got that South barbecue in his veins from last night. Enjoyed him on Coach's Corner with Coach Patrick Whitlock. Here come the Cougars, trailing by two. Carlton on the drive back to Williams for three. Rimmed it out. Rebound. Here come the Raptors. Quickly down. Up, off, and scores. Beautiful play that time. Trevor Andrews, the sophomore guard, penetrates, kissed it off the glass, and scores. Quickly up to a 5-0 lead are the Raptors. No good. Rebound Carlton. And here's that traditional. There's that slow start. Off to a slow start of the Cougars again. Good inside move to Ellison. Kicked it back. Ball, foul, call. 3 seconds. Ellison.
I thought they were going to get number 20 for 3 seconds, Ben Brown, a while ago.
Yep. Well, they kind of hang in the paint there. Andrews back. He's got the ball. Guarded by Carlton. He makes across the timeline with a second or two to spare. Carlton giving him no lead way at all. Soft floater. Siebert can't get it to go. Rebound Brown. Here come the Cougars. Straight in 5-0. 5:30 to go. Williams drives in the paint. Soft floater. Blocked by Craig. Brown goes up. He scores and draws a foul.
Excellent ball fake.
He sure did. He faked Sterling Craig out of his shorts. And he draws a foul going for three.
I ain't going to lie to you. I didn't think that kid had that kind of move in him.
I didn't either, but I like the block earlier Sterling Craig made. He's showing some tenacity tonight. Well, free throw, catch. 3-point play. 5-3 is our score. 5:28. First quarter action. WAKM game of the week. Margaret and Crystal punching the buttons, hitting all the time slots there for us at Studio 8. Appreciate them keeping us in control tonight. Good luck with that some nights. The ball movement inside to Craig. Good defense by Brown. Anticipatory move. Cut off that backdoor cut down the baseline. Ball goes out of bounds. Raptors have it. 5:11 mark to go. Seifert from the corner. Bottom, rimmed out. Went in and came out. Great Caesars Ghost. What a cool touch of fate that was. Brown thought about the three top of the key. Williams down the right wing. Carlton for three. Good look. Can't get it to go. Cougars are cold tonight. Williams from downtown, back rim. Can't get it. Rebound Andrews for the Raptors. There they come.
Oh, good pass. Oh.
Holy cow! Dusty Williams comes from the cheering section across court, slaps the left-handed. It finally came down to football stadium. Great Caesars Ghost. What a
You're
move.
Right. He didn't come. He came out of nowhere.
Man, wow, he exploded across the baseline. Ball kicked out of bounds. Williams has got what a step. Ball's inbound under their own basket. Are the Raptors up 5-3? Mustard gold uniforms, black and gold, black and red trim. Craig goes up and Brown drowns it. Are those Adidas uniforms? Is that what those are?
No, I don't think they are.
Not real fond of the style.
Not at all.
Wonder who got those to them. Carlson.
Yeah, they are Adidas. Now I see the Adidas logo on the shorts.
Okay. Foul's called. He just called that on Craig.
I should say, if that's on Sterling Craig, that's his second.
Wow.
They gave that one to Regan Carlson a while ago.
Yeah, that's one on Lee's Court scoreboard. They were wrong the whole first game, so we're not content to call them credible keepers of his books over there. Baseline shot, back rim, can't get his goal.
That's a foul on Dusty Williams.
You've got to come watch Dusty Williams play number 23. 6'3", probably 175 pounds. And if he ever fills out that body, long wingspan, probably 70-inch wingspan.
Plays football, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, boy. He's a great receiver, cornerback. Man, you try to get free from him, that young man's got you covered like a warm blanket.
His arms are as long as his legs.
That's true. Seifert drives, kicks back out front. Almost stolen by Williams again. And it is stolen. Here comes Carlson. Trey Carlson on the steal in the basket. You'll hear a lot of that tonight. The Cougars known for their defensive prowess. We're tied at 5. It's a 3:40 mark to go. Great defense leads to offense for Coach Pete Froden and his Cougars. Shot on the way. It's good. The junior nails one from the corner, Rex Gaynor. And we're about to get a kid in for Centennial. Grant Sargent about to check in. Shot missed by the Cougars. Rebound by Andrews. 3 minutes to go. Siebert guarded by Trey Carlton. Able to not got. Pick it up, driving the paint, gets a Craig. Cross-court pass, he throws it out of bounds. All right, we've got Alex Wall, Isaiah Poor, and number 3, first time I've seen this kid, Grant Sargent, 5'8", 140. And Garth?
Looks like he ought to be in eighth grade.
That's about what I look like as a senior in high school. This kid won't shave for another 7 years. 5'8", 140. That may have been. I may not have.
Were you even 5'8"?
Well, probably 5'7". Poor on the drive, kicks it back out. Sargent played in the. Nice floater. Trey Carlton on the floater. Euro step off the glass and scores.
Great move.
Beautiful slice and dice. This kid played, the Sergeant kid played in the JV game earlier. Also in for the Raptors is Connor English, number 15.
See, this is what I don't like. Look how far Craig is away from the basket out there. He's not going to hurt you that far out.
No. Gaynor on the shot. And this kid, last about him last night, Rex Gaynor makes back-to-back shots.
And a knuckleball.
And he does. He shoots it. I said, Patrick, is it my perception or is it an unorthodox shot? And he goes, no, it's very unorthodox, but it goes in. I said, about 70% of the time. He goes, yep. Yeah, that would have been what I got that shot from downtown.
Those shorts.
Craig goes up. Our shorts were about 6 inches shorter than what they're wearing out there now. I could scare you to death. Here comes Seaver across the timeline, left hand. Alex Walls got him. Drives the left wing. Soft floater. Back rim, no good.
Oh, he almost had a rebound underneath there.
Rebound poor. Down the left wing. Here come the Cougars. 11-7 is our score. Isaiah Poor out of control. And they call blocking on Gaynor. The Ravenwood faithful don't like the call. Atif Williams is checking in, number 23. It's Chase Seifert a break. I'm impressed with the Sergeant kid. He's out there hanging pretty good.
A reminiscing there, aren't you?
Man, I got chill bumps. But I never got in the first quarter. I was always in the last quarter. Wait, we're up how many? Or down how many? Mitchell? Okay.
Saying me, Coach?
Why? Wait, why? I mean, they take a shower. Shot on the way. Patrick Garrett from downtown.
Nothing but net.
Bottom. 11-10 is our score. Minute left. First quarter action. We knew it would be a barn burner. Big crowd from Ravenwood to our right and across the way to our left. The Cougars all white tonight. The white out. 40 seconds left. Andrews picks up his dribble. Williams has it out front. English has it out front to Craig, who's 40 feet from the basket. And I don't know what he's doing out there. Pick set. Walking Williams. Look back at the ref and said, yes, sir. 32 seconds left. Our score is 11-10 in favor of the Raptors. Good crowd tonight at Centennial. Always a frenetic pace when you come to the Cougar Den. Clock at 20 seconds.
You know somebody that I haven't noticed walking around tonight? Malia Robertson.
Haven't seen her tonight.
No.
17 seconds. Down to 10. Cougars way up to the timeline. Patrick Harris guarded by Andrews. The wing is shot on the way. No good. Rebound Craig. And that's it after one. Raptors up one. 11-10. Let's take 1 minute. This is sports on AM 950. Centennial tonight. Raptors have 11-10 lead. Raptors coached by Coach Patrick Whitlock, the dean of Winston County coaches. Cougars coached by Pete Froden. Always enjoy both of them when they come to Strouds. Both of them are great interviews. They will tell you how it is. Brown in on the jumper. Good news. Brown on a turnaround jumper. Challenge Craig. Kissed it off the glass. Cougars got the first lead of the night. 12-11. You wonder how the Raptors are going to stand the pace tonight. Seaper can't get out there on the go. Kicks it back out. Thought about three, pulls it back. Gaynor's guarded by Poor. Gaynor's at six. Junior's very impressive with his three-point shooting.
Whoa.
Push off 15, really? Andrews. Yep. English. Connor English stuck a shoulder down, threw an arm out, and drew the foul.
Yes, he did.
Four fouls on the Raptors, three on the Raptors. That's English's first. Patrick Garrett across the timeline. 6 foot, about 160. Shot from the corner. Bottom. Isaiah Poor was not poor on that shot. He looked rich. Beautiful. Baseline jumper. Nothing but net.
Nice stroke. Nice follow through.
Boy, what a stroke.
A corner shot looked good.
When he left his hand. Poor just got all over Gaynor on the left wing. Weems drives. He calls walking again. That's back to back, and they're going to pull him out. That's back to back, Jack, and you're coming out. He was starting, not now. There's turnovers like that will get you benched in a hurry. 22 is back in as Trevor Andrews, a sophomore for the Raptors. Cougars going left to right on your radio dial in all white with Carolina blue trim. As we said, the Raptors in kind of a mustard gold, black, and red trim. AWOL gets a block by Sterling Craig. Gets his own rebound, kicks it back out. Trey Carlton giving instructions. Let's see, Williams right in front of us down the right wing. He's open on the way. No
Dustin
good.
Is just off. Dusty is off tonight.
That rare miss from the corner. Cross-court pass to Gaynor. He's going to take the three. It's on the way. Rare miss. Rebound. Carlton cleaned the glass while he was there. Beautiful jump. Drives in. Saw floater. Challenges Craig and draws a foul. Who's going to be on, Craig or Seifert?
I'm not sure. Craig.
It's on Craig. That's two. And we've got number 32 coming in for the Raptors. That will be Grant Cates. He is a forward. He's a senior big kid. He's probably going to come in for Craig. Cates getting Craig in foul trouble already in the second quarter at the 5:59 mark. And there's a shortage of towels, class 11 AAA.
At least they found one. They didn't took them forever in Brentwood the other night to find a towel.
Where it's Florida, got a little cleanup work over there. That's how I mop my floors at home, with good towel and a lot of spray.
Well, you know, when you're low to the ground like that.
Oh, I had that one coming. Oh, man, I had that one coming. That one left a mark.
Sort of like me setting you up for that halftime interview while ago on the team sport.
You're two for two tonight. You're over grinning like a possum eating sweet potato. Carlton makes the first free throw. Oh, you're on a roll tonight. We'll send you home early.
Thank you.
That's terrible. You're a terrible person. Grant Case checks in for Sterling. Craig's got two fouls and no points. Back
oh,
on the way.
Here comes your twin back in.
All right. Make me feel good. Rebound saved by Seifert. Trey Carlton picks him up and picks him up. Whoa, they almost got away with a foul there. Out front, Cates way out front. The Gaynor drives all the way and called him for a walk-in.
Called him for a foul.
Pushing off. Extending that left arm. You extend and push. They will call it every time. Dusty Williams getting a much-needed break. He's going somewhere to the locker room. I think he's not feeling well tonight. He went to the locker room. Back in for the Cougars is Grant Sargent. He's a junior. He's 5'8", 140. Good ball movement out front. Carlton and Sargent. A lot of youth on the floor right now. Junior, and one senior. And Brentwood, Patrick Garrett on the shot from the corner, rimmed out. Raywood had dropped back in a 3-2 zone, and the Cougars having a hard time penetrating. 16-11 is our score at the 450 mark. Backdoor cut, deeper, short, rebound, Patrick Garrett. Patrick Garrett, the sophomore, 5'11", 160. AWOL out front. I think Sarge is probably playing out with a lot of poise, guys. He's looking pretty good for a little guy. My new favorite player.
He's out top for a reason, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I knew, but look, I didn't. Wow.
Just moving to basketball.
That's right.
Don't make any mistakes.
No. Good pass. Oh, to AWOL on the baseline. Man, Trey Carlton had a no-look pass. AWOL goes up and can't bite. Whistle blows. Dustin Williams is back in. AWOL's out.
That was an excellent pass. Oh, there goes your twin.
Yep. That's quite the compliment. I never was that poised.
Oh,
I never was that poised, I can assure you. Maybe on the golf course, definitely not on the basketball hardwood. Here come the Raptors trailing 16-11. It's stolen by Carlton. It's going to be a dunk. Nope. Off the glass. Good. The tenacity and the defense. This is the one thing we talked about with Raywood. We knew would be a problem is breaking that press. The length and the lateral speed of the Cougars is causing problems for the Ravenwood Raptors. Case takes a drive. Whistle blows. Is it a foul on Carlton?
Foul on Carlton.
That's a very good dunk.
And Trey Carlton is grimacing over that call.
That's only his first.
Going to the line is Case, 32. He's the senior. Don't remember him playing any last year with 11 seniors on the squad last year. And there goes Petway girl. She's got her right leg and a huge brace.
Yeah, but she ain't going to the hospital.
I don't know. Maybe it was just dislocated, man. She's trying to back her way.
Hyperextended, maybe.
Hyperextended. She's trying to back her way up in sitting down. Got some ice over there on it. Inside
good
move.
Pass,
oh, man. Beautiful. Dusty Williams. Not scoring, but boy, the pass he made to Ellison. Kissed it softly off the glass and scored. 20-11, the Cougars on a run. Coach Patrick Whitlock got his arms folded. Dressed like GQ magazine tonight, that sport coat and tan slacks, but not happy with his Raptors' performance so far. Carlson seals it and steps out of bounds. Whistle blows, right back at midcourt. Reagan Carlson checks in. Put more muscle in for the Raptors. And a foul was called on that one. He said 1-5. That is English. Connor English. Going to the line is Trey Carlton. I didn't see the foul called. 3:09 to go. 20-11 is our score. Raptors trailing. Raptors ladies won early night easily. 68-22. Carlton nailed that one. Appreciate Margaret and Crystal on the board tonight. Takes two to keep Garth in the storm in line.
Well, that's the truth.
Probably takes closer to 20. Carlton missed that one. Rebound. Raptors quickly down the court. Seifert. Nice body movement that time. Beautiful use of the body. Trevor Andrews blocked out.
Good recovery.
Sure was. Carlton pass inside. Ellison had it. Had a gimme and missed it. 2:40 to go. 21-13. And Carlton calls for the kick. Carlton is, I'll tell you what, his defensive prowess is. Picked up exponentially in the last couple years.
He's very talented.
He's playing both ends of the floor. Initially, as a freshman, he, you know, saved his energy for the offensive end. But this young man, he plays all 94 foot. He is your worst nightmare if he's guarding you. Seabird on the drive. Baseline. Soft floor. Can't get it to go. Here goes Carlton on the drive.
Missed it.
Had a gimme. Missed it. Rebound. Cougars. Ellison. Made up for it. Downtown three.
Boy, that hurt.
Take three that over hurt. Two anytime. 24-13. 2:17 to go. Let's take 1 minute. This is sports. Make it 30 seconds. 30 seconds. This is sports on AM 950. 24-13. Good inside pass. Beautiful. No look. On the baskets, 22. Trevor Andrews broke that press.
He walked.
Walked it. Yep, Dusty Williams took a hop, skip, and a jump. He just smiled and went, okay, yes, sir. 1:59 to go, 24-15. At that point, that was the first basket the Raptors had scored in 6 minutes. They've only 4 points in the second quarter. 4 points.
Gotta get it in.
Get the ball inbound. Seifert's got it himself. 1:50 mark. Seifert's guarded by Ellison. That's a mismatch for Seifert. Good pass. Tipped out of bounds. Saved by the Raptors. Shot. No good. Rebound. Isaiah Poor.
He's everywhere.
Holy, what a step! How do you describe what that was? Hot skip, bingo, bango, bungo, off the glass, it scores. Quickly to the other end, the Raptors. Case goes up, and he draws a foul.
Patrick thinks it was a walk.
Yep. So did all the Raywood faithful to our right. It was not. It was one jibbongous step. I would have taken six steps in that period of time.
That was a great Euro move.
What a beautiful move. Case to the line. Makes it good. 26-16, 10-point differential. 87 seconds left.
Chapman.
No good. Rebound Cougars.
You have Chapman on yours. Is that who that is?
Houston Chapman, my bad. Cates is 32. Very good. Houston Chapman, he's the forward. He's senior. Ben Brown on the turnaround. Can't get it to go. Williams fight for the rebound. Can't get it to go.
Ben Brown over the back. It's going to be his third.
And we'll see some. Here goes. AWOL coming in for him. Garrett Justice has really missed out here for the Cougars. He's a forward. He's a senior. Broke his arm. Wow. Leaned into him there a little bit. Them play, Darth.
They are.
Steeper on the drive. Jump shot. Foul line. Good.
Nice pull up.
Fine kid. Enjoyed interviewing him last night. Stroud's going to go to UTK. Major in business. Marketing. Poor thought about the drive. Kicked it across. Elson on the three-pointer. That's his spot. He's hot. Same spot. He's got six from that corner. Eight overall. 29-18. Halftime will be here before you know it. Across the timeline slowly was Andrews. Made it with 2 seconds left. Patrick Garrett picks him up. Almost got a five-second call. 16 seconds.
That's a push.
Isaiah Poor out of control, announcing his presence with authority, and he bumps number 15, Connor English, the sophomore, knocks him out of bounds. The foul's called. English to the line. Should be a 1-1. Both teams have 7 fouls. Williams checking back in for the Raptors. Missed it. Rebound. AWOL. 10 seconds. Patrick Garrett down the right wing, picked up, baseline cut, shot over the way.
Uh-oh.
Sergeant for three. Downtown. Now we know why he's playing.
Oh, me.
Grant, the twin sergeant from downtown. 32-18 is our score. How about that, Gar?
Oh, Lord, have mercy. If our listeners could see how far Stormy jumped out of his seat on that one.
I felt it coming off my fingertips.
He felt the release.
I felt it going in.
Goodness gracious, Elias. Stormy is rejuvenated in out there on the court.
Kid was like me at that about that age. But he's tall now. He's 5'8", probably 5'7".
I'm telling you, he has to be a split image. All right.
And
so
he's not going to shave for 20 years like I didn't either.
Looks like he ought to be in about the 8th grade.
I would have been a little closer to the 7th grade.
So that's the half. The Ravenwood Raptors led by Rex Gaynor with 6. Trevor Andrews with 6. Jay Siebert with 5. Houston Chapman with 1. 18 at the half for Ravenwood. Lord help us. Stormy has come back to life. All right, so the Centennial Cougars led at the half by Andrew Ellison and Trey Carlton, both with 8. Parrott Garrett with 8. Isaiah Poor with 5. Ben Brown with 5. And Stormy Jr. Grant Sargent with 3.
I tell you what, I would have never made that shot. No,
you couldn't even gotten it to the rim from where he shot that from.
Oh, I don't go up for on vacation.
That little squirt knew it was good when it left his hand.
Don't you love it? He played in the JV game, played real well, and I thought, man, he's got some energy left. That's good stuff. Well, right now, you're not going to pull what you pull on me in between games. Right now, we've got the Centennial dance team out there, a little hip-hop action. We're going to go ahead and take – I don't see anybody.
I don't see anybody right now.
I was looking for Mariska Harris. I don't see her. But we're going to take
I tell you what, bring it back in 2 minutes. I'll get Charles again.
Okay. All right. 2 minutes. Let's take 2 minutes of sports on AM 950.
And back here at Centennial with the boys' action tonight. And for our Matthews Team Sports halftime segment, we welcome Charles Pullum with the Williamson Herald. Charles, thank you again for being with us this week.
Yeah, no problem. I was just looking at the second quarter there, 21-8 run by the Centennial boys there.
Yeah, it was, and Ravenwood went for almost 5 minutes there without
just
scoring at all.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's tough to watch Ravenwood because they go through spurts where nobody is willing to take a shot, it seems like. They move the ball around, and nobody's willing to be ready and ready to pull the trigger. It was an interesting second because Centennial's known for having those bad quarters like that.
Exactly, yeah. But, you know, it's just kind of a game of who was going to take that run, though. Somebody just had to do something. I think it was Trey Carlson kind of triggered it with some defensive plays there, hit a couple buckets. But, yeah, Ravenwood had a couple opportunities there.
They did, and Centennial was at their best when they're creating offense from their defense.
Exactly, yeah.
And so, you know, I'm gonna ask you some questions that I asked Stormy. I sort of set him up at between the games, and he didn't realize I was doing it. I was interviewing him at between the games, and he didn't even know it. All right, your most exciting girls team to watch in Williamson County this segment of the season.
Oh, this segment, I think the Brentwood girls are definitely a team that just has the explosiveness. It's kind of fun to watch, but at the same time, Paige is my team right now for when it comes to watching. The Wilkins sisters are just a pleasure to watch out there, and they got such good balance. And watching them, let's see, on Tuesday when they beat Summit, really kind of took over that first place in the district, they had an awful first half. I mean,
were at that game,
yeah,
weren't you?
21-15, they trailed in the first half. And just all these shots they were getting, they were the ones they're used to taking. They just weren't falling. But then they started the third quarter with a 15-0 run. And they closed the game with a 15-0 run. I mean, they can piece it together. And normally, I think, you know, you'd see a pretty strong Summit team be able to handle that, but not when the girls get rolling. So I think it's Paige and Brentwood are the exciting teams in some ways. But you could throw the Franklin girls in there, too, just because there's so much youth out there. Sydney Ryan, girls like that. They're fun in that exciting side because, you know, they're so young.
Well, you travel. I call you the Williamson County traveler because on any given weeknight, you're at any gym. I mean, you're everywhere.
Yeah.
I'd say you probably were at a game before you were here tonight somewhere.
Yep. I tried to make it out to – it was a traffic-related one, though, so I ended up having to just settle coming for this one. A lot of my early games come down to traffic.
Right. I can imagine. So the Page girls were Stormy and mine. That's our favorite to watch thus far. Boys, who's your favorite team to watch right now?
Oh, it's hard to say favorite. I'd say if you go with exciting, you're always going to be entertained if you watch the Franklin boys.
Correct.
They, when it comes to shooting, when it comes to, you know, Reese Glover, players like that, those are just, I mean, I was trying to count this season how many buzzer beaters Reese Glover made so far, and I lost count. Because at the end of the quarter, at the end of a game, the ball's just in his hand, and he has certain moves where he just has a go-to, and it's usually a three-point attempt, but at the same time, he strives and wants that shot no matter what. And so if it comes down to it, you get to see a buzzer beater if you watch Reese Glover.
Yeah, that's true. So you cover, and I don't think our listeners really know that the Williamson Herald covers.
Yeah.
You cover some college ball as well.
Well, and that's the thing. We jump into a lot of the local colleges now because we have some of the local players
right there.
Like, I love going to a Belmont game when I can. Grayson Murphy from Independence there. He redshirted last year, and he's their starting point guard.
And doing a phenomenal job.
He's had a great start to the year. I missed the game right before Christmas where Navy went to Lipscomb, and I wanted to watch Navy because that's John Carter.
Correct. Yes,
was,
that's right.
He was at Prep Academy as a freshman last year, and now he's a starting shooting guard. But that's, you know, Navy. But I mentioned Lipscomb. There's a ton of local talent on that team as well. Garrison Matthews, Franklin, You got your Franklin Road Academy kids there,
right.
Rob Marbury and Teddy Cooper. Nate Moran was a BGA grad. And it's just, it's neat to see local talent kind of moving into the area and staying here, actually, you know?
So if Reese Glover was about 3 inches taller, and he's not.
Yeah.
He's going D2.
Yep.
Where do you think he would be if he was about 2 to 3 inches taller?
Oh, geez. Well, to be honest, I feel like he definitely had the interest of a guy like Casey Alexander.
He did. Casey was interested in him.
It came down to his decision for that D2 because that's an immediate impact school. He
Correct.
Could be doing exactly what he's doing right now at the college level, which I think is fantastic. You know, I wish I could see him stick around a little more. But if you're talking about him being a little taller, I think we're talking a little more along the lines of who knows where.
He'd definitely be mid-major.
Yeah, at a minimum, I think.
Right, because he has no fear.
Would change completely that. But, yeah, I mean, I really wanted to see him at a Lipscomb setup, you know. I joked with Casey Alexander once or twice because, you know, Casey's not exactly the tallest guy himself.
Correct.
And, you know, him picking up kids like Nate Moran, who was overlooked by everyone, like created a project out of him, turned him into one of the best solid guards.
Well, Garrison Matthews was actually overlooked.
Garrison overlooked. He finds the potential in, you know, you don't
Casey
need to lie.
Casey and I actually spoke about Garrison over lunch. We discussed Garrison. After he had offered him. So
yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much.
We could, time,
we could, and I appreciate you joining me. And Charles Pullum with the Williamson Herald, thank you so much. We're back for the second half action. Ravenwood inbounds the ball from the far side at the top of the key. Trevor Andrews into Chase Siebert. Chase Siebert gets fouled by, I believe, Trey Carlton.
Okie dokie. Good job there, Mr. Charles, pulling the Williamson Herald. Raptors in dire need of a major comeback. They need the Cougars to have one of those quiet quarters they've been known for occasionally. Coach Pete Foden may not allow that because the defensive prowess that Cougars putting up right now is very, very impressive.
Nice line drive. Anderson, he's cut off. Well, somewhere out front, it's
stolen finally by Ellison. The Carlton, they got one on, two on one. Should have gotten rid of it.
Should have did a little alley oop to Dusty Williams right there.
I was thinking. I'd let that ball go. Gainer on the drive, can't get it to go. Kissed it off the glass. Wall cleans the air. AWOL on the rebound. Look it down the right wing as Carlton back to Patrick Garrett. 32-18 our score. 7 minutes to go. Third quarter action. Stormy Mitchell along with Garth Bolden. Garrett, no look.
Oh, my goodness, a great pass.
AWOL thought about that too much, but he got it back. Carlton, rebound, no good. Sieber on the rebound. Good no-look pass inside.
Wow.
Sieber, beautiful pass on the drive. English on the score, going to the line. Andrews on the line, correction, no. No, that would be
number 30, Carlson.
The middle linebacker, Reagan Carlson. Boy, he did showing some hustle. That kid's really versatile athlete. 3-point play on the line. Converted. Got him within 11, 6:30 mark. Is this going to be a Cougars cool quarter, Garth?
Uh-uh.
Dusty Williams on the score.
Oh, because you're going to get shots like that right there that are going to be way too easy. And you're going to knock him down.
And that's his first point of the night.
It is.
Dusty Williams averaging right at 20. Got two. Sieber been guarded, double team. Boy, they're switching off, ball stolen.
Get your head up, Trey.
He had a guy open down the left wing. Am I the only person that sees that?
No. Coach Froden's seeing it, too.
Because that's the first thing I always look for is, man, somebody hightailing down the right.
That's twice that Dusty Williams could go over to Trey Carlton and say, listen, buddy, I love you, but share the ball.
Give it up.
Share the ball.
Give it up. give it up quickly. 6:09 to go, 34-21 is our score. Raptors on the short end in gold tonight. Gold uniforms, black and red trim. Cougars in all white tonight, Carolina blue trim. Good crowd tonight, Centennial. Bitter night out. Rain's coming.
Got a real good crowd here tonight. You're exactly right.
Always a good crowd at Centennial. They're loud, cheering.
They just want here for the girls' game.
Well, they were a pretty good crowd for that one, considering.
You're being generous.
68-22 is the final score. Give and go.
Knock
AWOL
down.
For three.
Bottom.
AWOL! He shoots better from 28-foot than he does from 2-foot. His first basket of the night, he's missed three inside layups, and he's hit the fall-away out-of-bounds shot from downtown. How do you explain that? He makes a shot you and I couldn't even take, and then he missed three layups.
Because in practice, he's shooting a whole lot more threes than he is layups.
Well, I think I'd move him close to the basket. Shot on the way. Wow, Secret can score from anywhere. That's 3 points for him. He has got 8.5 his average. He's got 16 to 7. Well, about 17 a game. Cougars down the left wing.
That was a walk.
It was. He didn't call it. Down the right wing is Williams. Give and go. Craig on the good defensive play.
He actually left his feet and blocked a pass.
That's twice tonight. Alex Wall was as big a shock as you and I were. Goes to Williams. Well, front for three. Downtown. Had his feet together. When he's got his feet together, you watch it. Everybody goes straight up. He makes it every time.
That is a long, lean body right there.
Yes, sir. Three-pointer. He's got five. Fall-away jumper by the Raptors. Nice
shot.
Beautiful. Trevor Andrews, sophomore. Nails a 12-footer fall-away jumper. Isaiah Porter check in for the Raptors. Correction for the Cougars. 4:30 to go. 40-26. Cougars took the lead early and haven't relinquished it. Clay Calton setting up top of the key. Drives in. Off the glass. Man, penetrate, dribble, drive, slice and dice. Put up two. 42-26.
As a sign across the way, said just a minute ago, too easy. Way too easy. I could see that defense extending out and the lane being wide open, and it was.
You could feel it unfurling, couldn't you? Carlson. No good. Rebound AWOL. Great athlete. Very multifaceted. Played tight end. Played defensive end. Carlson. Downtown. He's in fuego. 45-26. We got a timeout on the floor.
No, we got a net. No, a net.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, it's about time to call one.
It wouldn't be a bad time to call one at all if you were Patrick Whitlock.
Patrick Garrett checks out. Isaiah Port checking back in, who plays like a house is on fire. Well, let's see in his hustle.
You got Chase over in the – oh, man, Chase wide is open. Over in the open in the
corner. Wide right wing, wide open. He throws.
Got to see that.
Wide open. Shot.
There it is. That's it.
Chase Seifert, nice shot from downtown. He hits a three, 45-29, 3:29 to go. Is it a 20? Is it a 30? Is it a
30?
We're going to keep it here.
You know, Stormy, if I was Patrick Whitlock, and I'm certainly not, and I have no ambitions of coaching high school basketball, but I'm telling you right now, your only hope right now to get back into this ball game is get some defensive stops, force turnovers, and then get Chase Siebert to come off some screens and shoot you back into this ball game. And he can do it.
Yep.
But one thing that I don't understand is any team, when they have a shooter like Chase Siebert who can get hot, they refuse to set screens and allow him to come off. And it just bothers me why they don't do it.
I agree.
But right now, that's their only hope, that they can get back into this ball game.
I agree. No argument out of me on that one. 3:28 to go. 45-29 is our score. We're at Centennial tonight. Williams on the drive. Oh, good
pass.
Oh, man. One time too many. Olsen wasn't looking. Poole will take it. Front rim. No good. Look at Williams. Crashing in for the rebound. Could convert. He was above the rim. He was above the crowd. Seifert's drive foul's calling away, Walt.
And see, I wouldn't have minded right there if he'd have pulled up and shot a three right there.
I agree. Dusty Williams was not above the rim. He was above the clouds. Golly, what a beautiful athlete.
But he couldn't convert it.
3 minutes left, 45-29. Inbounds Raptors out front. Seifert guarded by Wall. Step back, couldn't get that.
Wasn't ready to shoot. He just all of a sudden thought, I'm going to shoot the ball.
Carlton takes across the timeline down the left wing. Ben Brown about to check back in for the Cougars. Wow. Williams from Bangladesh.
Good box out.
Rebound Seifert. Across the line for the Raptors. They're not out of this thing yet. 2:30 to go. And no, they're not setting screens, so you're right. What he's drive in, saw floater, English. Cross on the rebound, goes up strong.
Over the back.
Over the back, that's three on Sterling Craig.
Who has 0 points. He's 6'8 and 0 points.
I think we mentioned that in the pregame. You asked me what the and
he was preseason all district for Ravenwood. And he's got to be more aggressive inside the paint.
I agree.
You've got to. You've got to demand the basketball.
I think that's something I was referring to earlier. I agree. Poor on the drive. Kicks it in the corner. Williams from downtown.
There it is.
Let the crowd tell you about him. 48-29, 2 minutes to go.
I tell you what, when Centennial's moving the basketball, they can beat anybody.
That's true.
That was excellent ball movement on their behalf.
Seifert drives to the baseline, corrects the foul line. Soft lower. Craig goes up. Wow. Oh, okay, Craig tips it. He's 2 foot from the basket.
And he's running to the other end, but they've got the ball.
Why does he not grab that and just tomahawk?
I don't know. He was a foot taller than the two defenders.
I mean, I'm sorry. I would have embarrassed him with a jam. Good ball movement out front, the Raptors. Seifert loose inside to Craig. Spin move to Carlson. And it's picked off. Ball's on the floor. Bounces off Craig's shin. Shin shot. Yes, he said shin shot.
I don't know how in the world you even got it out of your mouth.
I swallowed the gum first. 48-29. 1:36 to go. Cougars in front. It's still 30 seconds. We're going to keep it here. Garth? All right, talk to me if you're a Cougars coach. If you're a Cougars coach, you keep up the intensity on the defense?
I don't let off the pedal.
All right.
I keep it. Matter of fact, I might even go ahead and press.
All right, then thank you. Led me to my next question. And now the Raywood faithful, all they can come back and say is, let's play football. Well, football season's over, sports fans. And
you can't dwell on that.
And that's history. My question is, I know you don't have the speed for Raywood, but do you still try to press Centennial?
No. They'll eat you alive.
Okay.
They will eat you alive. I still go back. You play as hard half-court defense as you can and set screens for Chase Siebert to shoot you back into the ball game.
All right, we got a new player on the floor. It's number 10. He looks like he's 12, and we don't have a number on him.
Oh, law.
Name on him. He played the JV game. 1:16 to go, 48-29.
Hey, something I can't read.
Lanuno.
Fouls called, right? The Ravens play
30.
Cougars didn't like it.
Carlson, that's his second.
Cougars up comfortably, 48-29, minute to go. Lanuno's in the ballgame, number 10. It looks like he's 12. He looks younger than Sargent.
He does. And that was a walk.
And Poor did it again. If you could ever rein in Isaiah Poor just a smidgen offensively, not defensively, but offensively, kid would be unbelievable.
I don't Wait a minute. They called that on Ben Brown.
Did they?
Yes, they did. They called it on number 20.
Huh.
Sure did. Set it on a moving screen.
All right. Well, that's got to be his.
That's his fourth.
That's why he's sitting down right now. Seifert in front of us. Patrick Garrett cuts him off. 48 seconds. Cougars have dropped back into. Right here. Shot on the block.
Now there it's on four.
Yep. Side of the block. The Cougars dropped back in the zone. If they dropped into a zone, they put a matchup.
No, they were playing man-to-man right there.
Going to the line number 15 for the Raptors, Connor English, sophomore.
He looks the part of a sophomore.
He's got a lot of growing and filling out.
He sure does.
Get that boy some cornbread.
Good.
Got a nice touch.
Doesn't affect his shooting, though.
No, sir. 18-point differential, 38 seconds.
Oh, man. They took your buddy out.
He's played more than I ever played. In one
game. And we're referring to none other than Grant Sargent.
He's got
Stormy's twin.
He's got 3 points, too. Larson made that one. 37 seconds. 17-point differential. 48-31. Patrick Redlock's looking for answers. Problem is, it looks like there's too many questions right now. Cougars cross the timeline slowly, setting a play. Probably going to take the last second shot. Ellison down the left wing, back to Carlson. 17 seconds. Carlson's picked up by Seifert, way away from the basket. He drives to the left, kicks it back. Ellison, can't get it to go, rebound, fought for. Hustle, Ellison saves it, but it's picked up by the Raptors. Carlson has it. Lanuno.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Lanuno gets the shot blocked as it mercifully goes into the third quarter. Our score after three, Centennial. 48, the Raptors 31. We're taking 1 minute. This is sports on AM 950. Come back left in the Raptors tonight, Garth.
Not happening.
You don't think so?
No, sir.
I'd be surprised if they didn't.
I'm going to take your money.
Oh, I'm not putting any money on the line. I'm just surmising. Raptors pick him up, full court press. Picking with the timeline. 17-point differential. Ellison out front. He's had a quiet night. Patrick Garrett gets the ball to Carlton. Drives in slowly. Whistle blows. Foul's called on number 22. That will be on Trevor Andrews.
No, Chase Siebert.
Was it Chase Siebert?
Number 12.
Well, I thought I saw two fingers go up. Okay, my bad. Good call. Ellison back to Abel. Had him open.
Oh, he was open to
Dusty
open
Wheaton,
early.
This is a gimme. Ball goes out of bounds. Players hit the floor. Blood, sweat, and tears.
They're both checking to see if they have any blood.
See if they got any teeth left. Both of them going one, two, three. Okay. They're all in there.
One, two, three. That hurt.
It sure did. Here comes Lanuno across the timeline. Good ball handler.
Hey, he really is.
Puts about 5'4", maybe 100 pounds. Raptors move the ball up front. Seifert's got it. Gets to Lanuno. Well, he's guarded by Carlson. Seifert, wow, creates a shot. All the way jumper. Can't get it to go. Dusty Williams. Quiet night for Williams. Across the timeline. AWOL for three.
Nope.
Left of the mark.
Not his specialty, shooting the ball outside.
Nope. Good hustle. Try to bounce it off.
Actually, he made that three earlier, remember?
He did. He's missed three layups and now a three-pointer. So one for five tonight.
Well, I wouldn't say he's the best shooter in the world, but he's a dadgum good defender.
Oh, you matter for defense alone and encouragement. Got a 4.4 GPA, too, by the way. Great young man. Seifert goes up, draws
and
a foul.
He just got a foul by Alex Wall.
Alex Wall, a football play, tight end, defensive end, and basketball, and also runs track. And has a 4.4 GPA. And a model student.
You didn't do any of those?
No. If you doubled my GPA, it wouldn't equal 4.4. Seifert misses his rare free throw. Last night, true. Actually, his line was 385. Thank you very much. What? Second on the way. Missed it. No, missed them both. Rare miss. Nobody scored in this fourth quarter, 48-31. Centennial has six fouls. The Raptors have four. Williams on the drive down the left wing, double team, kicks it back to AWOL. AWOL says, slow it down.
Oh, Garrett, that's a foul.
Garrett kicks it to Carlton, goes up, left hand off the glass. Reverse spin move, beautiful move that time.
Yes, 15. I tell you what, when Trey Carlton plays under control,
he's a
He looks like a D1 point guard.
He sure does. Gaynor gets it back to Siebert down the right wing. Coach Whitlock just throwing his hands up in the air. Shot. Rebound, Carlton. Carlton looks like a masterpiece when he plays under control. No look pass to Ellison. Timeout, Patrick Woodlock. He's shaking his head in disgust. 5:46 to go, 52-31. Let's take 1 minute. This is sports on AM 950. The Lady Cougars cruise to a 68-22 win over the Lady Cougars. Lady Cougars got a youth movement out there playing at one time all five freshmen. Lady Raptors, pretty convincing win. Raptors right now trailing 52-31 with 5 minutes, 5:20 seconds, 5:20 to go. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound. Fall four. Uh-oh. Carlson on the breakaway. Up. And Gaynor hustles back. Draws a foul, but he saves the basket. Two-shot foul. Straight call.
Player. Do we have number four on our... Yeah, Daniel Nider.
Daniel Nider is back on is for the... he plays occasionally. Got the brightest orange.
I was going to say, how in the world could we miss those shoes?
Full wrestling orange. Carlton eyed the bucket.
Got it. He had 16.
He's had a good night tonight. Double figures. He's just a junior. He's
played a very sound ball game.
Sure has. Been more under control than that's maturity. Second one, good.
Stormy Jr. back out on the court. Grant Sargent.
Grant Sargent, 5'8", 140 pounds, blonde hair. My hair was a lot longer and a lot blonder than that. So,
no, but there's not a hair out of place, which I would say that's probably the way you wore your hair.
No, mine was always messy. Rebound comes Dusty Williams.
I'll get it to him. He's in the corner.
He comes out of bounds. Pete Fogg's going, come on, man.
Come on, Dusty.
Look at that look. Look at that look. Pete Fogg's coaching. They're up. 20. Up 23 points. He's coaching as if they're down 23. Reagan Carlson coming to bench. He's played hard tonight.
Let's see. Houston Chapman played in the first half.
Gaynor down the right wing, guarded by Sargent. Sargent plays a lot of poise out there for Gumption. Snyder's got it down the left wing, back to Seifert. Get it into Chapman. Soft floater. That's good. And they call that on Dusty Williams. He looked around and went, really? I thought I had all ball. I thought he had all ball, too. The trajectory of the ball was determined. Coming in for the Cougars is number 12, Isaac Craker. We had him at Stroud's other night. Fine young man. Shot. No good. Raptors, just not the Raptors' night. In for Ellison, Craker's senior. He's been with Coach Pete Foden all 4 years. Eyeing the bucket now is Chapman. Lift them both out. Rimmed them out. Cougars up comfortably. Four-minute, 4:20 to go, and the Raptors have not scored this quarter. Then Brown kicks it back out to Williams down the left wing. Goes up soft floater. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Seifert playing hard for the Raptors. Good no-look pass. English draws a foul. Take your pick.
Number 12.
Very good.
Got it.
Foul is on Craker. To the line, number 15, Connor English, sophomore.
Missed it.
Boy needs some chocolate cake and some cornbread, some time in the weight room, and some whole milk.
Whole chocolate milk.
And ice cream. Maybe Seguin. Yeah, he could stand put on about 50 pounds and it wouldn't bother. Across the timeline, it's Carlton. The sergeant down the right wing.
Oh, good
soft
pass.
Floater. Look at that pass. Brown couldn't convert. Foul. That time's on 33, which would be Houston Chapman. 33:50 to go.
Stormy.
1 point this quarter.
I was just going to say, remember when you asked me if they were going to come back this quarter?
I forgot I asked that dumb question. You weren't supposed to bring that back up.
Man.
Nope.
I got an interview out of you at halftime. You didn't even realize, or between games, you didn't even realize what I was doing. Then I got you on another comment earlier.
Oh, very good. Nice pass.
About you mopping the floor.
Craker. Yeah, because I was so low to the ground.
That's right.
Well, that's fine. Craker gets his first basket tonight, 56-32. This one's over. It's just a matter of ball game. Seeper's still playing hard. Soft floor. Can't get it to go. He's worn out. He ain't been out all night. Williams is going to draw a foul. Take
AT'd Williams up.
Yeah, and the team up with throwing an elbow. See what he says here. Yeah, hold on Seifert and technical on Dusty Williams. Williams going to go to the line, and Williams just smiling. He's like, hey, it's 3:22 to go, 56-32. And it's getting a little chippy out here. Dusty Williams has not had one of his better scoring nights. He's only got 8.
9. Oh, come on, Dusty. Come on, Dusty. Now you're coming out of the ball game. You let me down on that free throw, Dusty.
A little premature on that, Garth. Seifert to the line. He's got 11. Blow it.
And Seifert clanks it off in front of the rim.
He's missed 3 free throws in a row. His average is 17. He's got 11. Centennial's the reason for that. Made that one. They have guarded him with great tenacity tonight. He has not had a free moment to set, shoot, and score but a couple times early in the first quarter.
Joiner into the game for Centennial.
Okay.
5, Michael Joiner.
He is a junior. He's 5'9", and 150. And they're
not 5'9". They're being generous.
I was going to say they're being generous on all accounts. It doesn't matter. Shot for the wing. See. Right, Williams on the rebound to put back. His first basket of the night. Drive, kicks it out to Brown. To Craker. Joiner inside to Brown. Spin move. Goes up softly. Here's the glass, son. Hired softer. Rebound Raptors. Here they come. Trailing 56-35. So Williams goes up down the baseline. Ball's on the floor, and they're going to call whistle, and it's going to be Raptors ball. Jump ball call. 4 subs coming in, 13 for Gabe Leonard is a senior for the Raptors. Jay Siebert's coming out with a big night, 12 points, below 5 below his average. Also for the Cougars, that was number 25. Do you have him?
Derek Welsh, a freshman.
Very good. There he is, 25, 6'3", 175. 2 minutes, 2:30 left on the clock, 56-35. Loss was right. There was no comeback in the Raptors tonight. Inside move, shot. Oh,
shot.
Nice baseline shot.
Houston Chapman.
Baseline jumper is good from 10.
He has 3.
Cougars up comfortably with 2 minutes to go, 56-37. Big crowd here tonight. They enjoyed the basketball. Lady Raptors won the first one, 68-22.
Hey, Raptors did a good job protecting
Sergeant
the basketball.
Floater can't get to go. Got his own rebound. Little man's hustling out there. Showing a little spirit. I like that.
I like the ball movement. They're doing a really good job protecting the basketball.
They sure are. 1:40 to go. Joiner out front.
They run a little motion offense.
They run some good motion offense. Shot from the corner. Can't get it to go. And look at the seniors down here. I mean, the upperclassmen pulling for them. They're all standing on their feet cheering them. I love that. Foul's called. On 33, that would be Chapman.
Oh, gone. Boy, there's just nothing going right for Ravenwood.
Not their night tonight. 1:36 left on the clock. 56-37 to the line is Derek Welsh. Freshman, 6'3", 175.
It's
nice touch. I'll tell you what, 3 years of weight room have him weighing in about 210. He's 6'3", going to grow in that butt another couple inches. He might be a little formidable foe we were talking about. Keep that in mind, Derek Welsh, in back of your mind for the Cougars. Second one. Lift
it
out.
I'll tell you what, he's the only freshman dressing for either team.
Yep, and he lifts. Snyder on the drive, kicks it back out front. Shots on the way. Back rim, no good. Rebound, Cougars. Cougars, I believe that we're going to win. Well, that's a foregone conclusion. Good ball movement out front. Snyder on the steal, and it is Cougars' ball. Cougar faithful are excited over there.
This I think was, they just swept tonight. It was a split.
Neither game was as close as we thought it would be. The ball movement for the Cougars out front.
Well, if you'd have asked me before the game if Ravenwood was going to get beat by 20 points, I'd have said no way.
No, I'd have said maybe 3-5. Joyner's got the ball for the Cougars. We're down 56 seconds. Stole my nighter. Here come the Raptors. Trying to make a game of it. Down 20.
Good pass.
Ah, to Williams. Snyder to Williams. Beautiful move, 46 seconds.
Well, it's not 20 anymore.
Nope. Sergeant slowly across the timeline at 30 seconds. If you see Pete Foden coming through, you want to stop him? I'll hand him the headphones. You want to do that, or do you want to call it night?
If you'll give me an interview, I will.
All right. 21 seconds. Correction, 15 seconds. 57-39, this one's without doubt. Official calls a foul with 15 seconds left. 18-point differential. Way to go, ref.
Man.
He's getting paid on commission tonight by the number of fouls he's called.
We'll get Joyner in the books here.
Joyner to the line. 5 foot. 5 foot, they got him at 5'9", 150. And he makes it. He's good. And right now the bench is cheering for him. The entire Cougar faithful is on the standing up. They love it. Officials talking to Chapman.
I don't understand. This is twice that official has stepped in there and warned the players while free throws have been shooted.
Hey, we talked to
shot.
Chapman. Chapman's a little chafed right now. Made them both. Look at that little spring in his step. Come across that timeline. That's good. 59-39, 24 differential. Miter got those fluorescent orange shoes on. He just didn't call for walking. To Chapman. Takes the shot. Short. Rebound. Sergeant. 2-1. That's it. 59-39. Cougars. 59-39. Garth, you got totals, buddy.
Yes, I do. For the Ravenwood Raptors, led tonight by Chase Siebert with 17. Rex Gaynor with 6. Connor English with 3. Trevor Andrews with 8. Atheath Williams with 3, Reagan Carlson with 3, Houston Chapman with 3, 39 points for the Ravenwood Raptors. The Centennial Cougars led tonight by Trey Carlson with 17, Patrick Garrett with 3, Isaiah Poor with 5, Grant Sargent with 3, Alex Wall with 3, Ben Brown with 5, Dusty Williams with 8, Andrew Ellison with 10, and Derek Walsh with 1. 59-39, Centennial Cougars.
What do you tell your Raptors if you're Coach Patrick Whitlock?
I'll see you in the gym tomorrow morning.
Best answer heard all night. Where are we going to be Tuesday night, Gar?
We will be at Brentwood watching the Rebels take on the Bruins.
Where are we going to be next Friday night, Gar?
We are going to be... Hold on a minute. Franklin against Centennial? Ravenwood, that's right. Franklin against Ravenwood at Ravenwood, correct? At Franklin?
I just looked at the schedule. It's at Franklin. I confirmed it with Mariska today. And next Thursday night, we will have Mariska Harris will be our special guest.
Always a good interview. Good interview.
Great, great lady, great coach, fun interview, great little mom, beautiful little wife. Tell you what, she's the total package, no doubt about it. Well, we got a lot of upcoming games. We're kind of setting pace here, getting ready for the district tournament, which is going to start February the 14th.
Man, it's flying by. You know it's storming.
It time flies whether you want to or not, no doubt about it. Any final words on tonight's ball game?
No, sir. You know, it was good to see Centennial bounce back after losing a tough one to Brentwood the other night. I like their tenacity. They came out. They got it done both offensively and defensively. Their defense opened up their offense for them tonight. They played four full quarters tonight.
They sure did. They didn't have one letdown.
No, they did not. Trey Carlton had a very sound basketball game. Liked what I saw out of Centennial Cougars, Ravenwood Raptors. They're just not physical. I'm sorry, but they're not physical. They've got the size. You know, I was looking over the roster there. They're not young. They're not a young team either, so it's unfortunate. Patrick's got his work cut out.
They're not a young team. They're an inexperienced team.
Very inexperienced.
11 seniors on last year's squad, and a lot of these kids that are seniors really didn't get any playing time.
Well, you know, and that's tough situation. Patrick is in a tough situation.
Right.
Because since I've been involved watching Ravenwood play, you know, multiple years he's had 10 seniors on his squad. You're going to have a tough time when you have 10 seniors on a team. And he went, I think, 10 seniors, went a year off, 10 more seniors, or maybe 2 years off, then 10 more, you know, last year, 10 seniors. You can't do that. You can't build a program that has the depth and continual dominance with a 10 senior team. It just doesn't work. I'm sorry, but it just doesn't work that way.
By the way, the Centennial Cougars have actively playing two Wall and Craker. Craker comes in and clean up. Wall plays a lot of times. Garrett Justice broke his arm. He's out. Shari Hainsworth transferred. Game, set, match.
Well, and last year, Centennial only had one senior.
Had one. Hayden Pearson.
Exactly. So, I mean, that strength of a team is when you build youth and continue to get youth experience through, because that when you're a senior and you don't, what in the world
they're
is
gonna,
happening?
They're gonna
break this table right here next.
They're having a arm wrestling contest, and let's get out of here before they break my
Amen
arm or something
on that.
Else. Well, great job, Margaret and Crystal Knight in Studio A. Appreciate y'all. As a reminder, next Tuesday night we will be back at Brentwood. Those nice soft seats over there, and Ross, I'll see what you can do about that.
I'm gonna work on that.
Thursday night will be Stroud, the coach, Mariska Harris from the Ravenwood Raptors, and Friday night we'll be back at Franklin. Have the Raptors and the Rebels and the Double R effort. So for the ladies in Studio A, for Garth Bowen, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I appreciate
everybody enjoying the weekend.
Yeah, be safe tomorrow. A lot of rain. Stay in. Go to church Sunday morning. Tonight, God bless. And if you're a Ravenwood Raptor on the second game, it was definitely a hard day's night. Good night, everybody. Good night. God bless.